Mark H. Durkin, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, I think the latest revelation from David Stirling, while it doesn't come as a surprise to me, that doesn't make the practice that they described any less scandalous. And I think you've quite correctly described it this morning as a scandal. For people to have trust in politics here, there needs to be transparency in politics. And what we've seen here, or what we've heard about here, would make people wonder if they're in Northern Ireland or in North Korea. Sadly, this suppression of information and indeed secrecy has been a hallmark of successive DUP Sinn Féin-led executives and indeed talk processes. And I think it's fair enough to say that there was a status quo of secrecy where information wasn't only withheld from the public, but from executive partners. And if David Ford's still here, I think he'll vouch for that. And that was a key factor in other parties, including the SDLPs, who are the third largest party here in the North. That was a key factor in our decision to actually go on the opposition.
Did Sinn Féin and the DUP, there remains this question this morning, did both Sinn Féin and the DUP, political parties who very much position themselves as for the people, of the people, did they ask the civil service not to minute meetings? Did they do it? That's a legitimate question in the public interest this morning. And the Nolan Show now has two sources. One, what Mr. Stirling has said publicly. Another, from a very senior civil service, saying this is part of the way things work these days. Mark H. Durkin, thank you.